Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Holding Court with Claves, with Chris and Amy on KingMOX.
Well, there's lots of ice on the ground still, but that does not mean we can't talk Cardinals baseball and Cardinals baseball adjacent things, and we are going to do that for sure here in the next few moments as we've got Mike Claiborne, part of the Cardinals broadcast team. You can listen to Cards Ball here on KMOX throughout the 2025 season and also on the Odyssey app. If you download the Odyssey app, you can listen to it, and we want you to. Totally free, by the way. Catch our show live, catch the podcasts. It's all right there for you. So Claves is with us on the guest line. How's it going, sir?
I'm doing well. An interesting week. We had the winter warm-up, and that was a lot of fun to see a lot of people in St. Louis for that. Chip Carey and I decided to drive to Florida, as we're going to go on the Cardinal Cruise tomorrow. First time we ever saw snow that far south. I think we were like right near the Florida-Georgia line, and ran into a whiteout.
And, really?
It was crazy. And here's the most interesting thing about it. We saw this accident because literally there was very little snow removal, and it was sticking. And so we saw this accident, and I said, man, that looks like they're going to be there for a while. A friend of mine was heading to Atlanta. It was on 10 going the other way. He sat there for 7.5 hours.
Oh,
woof.
That's brutal.
They're not
brutal.
Prepared for it down there because they don't ever have it.
Nope. You're right. And so it was an interesting time, but we're here.
Wow.
We're ready to go, and we're going to hang out with some Cardinal alums on the cruise and get ourselves one step closer to spring training.
So when you said you and Chip Carey decided to drive to Florida, was this a last-minute decision? Do you usually drive?
No, we talked about it. We did it last year, okay, and we had a good time doing it. So we said, hey, let's do it again.
Nice.
And my good buddy from Munganass, Jamie Burkhart from Alton, Illinois, Munganass in Alton, gave us a vehicle, and we were good to go.
So you are down in Florida right now.
Yes.
You're not going to stay there until spring training. That doesn't get going until the 12th. February 12th is
here.
When. Oh, you
no,
so you're
be here.
You're just there straight until.
Here.
Oh, good for you. So you're there until February 12th when pitchers and catchers report. That, Claves, that ain't too far off.
It's not. And you know what? I was over the complex yesterday, and there are a few players already here. One of the neat things, there are a lot of Cardinals, younger players who purchase homes in the area. So they're over there 4 days a week minimum doing something. And so it's a good sign to see that, you know, and I'm sure there are other guys in other cities that are doing the same thing. But knowing what's in front of them this year, I think it's a good indication of their commitment.
So after a winter warm-up, you know, that's sort of the event that gets people excited about the upcoming season, about spring training, which is then just around the corner. Now that we're getting to that point, and you know, the team could still conceivably look a little bit different between now and the report dates. There could be a move that happens. Everybody's been waiting on the Nolan Arenado thing. So how you feeling about this team right now?
You know, I'm optimistically feeling good about it. And here's why. As I know, people use, I call it the era of the rebuild, reset, reload, relaunch, you name it. This isn't like we're going to bring up a bunch of kids from Memphis who've never seen the big leagues and try and go out and win some baseball games. A lot of guys on this team have at least a year's worth of experience that we're going to be counting on. You know, you think about Brendan Donovan and Alec Burleson and Mason Wynn and Jordan Walker, Nolan Gorman. All those guys have had experience. Ivan Herrera, they've all had experience. Michael Ciani's got a year under his belt. So it's not like they don't know what's expected of them. I think because of the fact they're going to play every day, most of them, we're going to find out who they are and what they can do and how they can contribute. And at that point, you can assess what you need in the future, be it free agency, be it trade, and really be able to build a true nucleus for a few years from now.
All right, Klaibs, I know that people look at this season and there may not be as much excitement as there usually is just based on the last couple of years prior because they have been so disappointing. Other than the things you are talking about, you know, just looking at the landscape of the division and of the National League, can you find reasons, legitimate reasons, that fans should feel at least a healthy bit of skepticism? Or not skepticism.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have that, but I mean optimism.
There's a few reasons. And I think one of the things that hits fans, you know, this is the first year we didn't have that recognizable established veteran other than Nolan Arenado, who's still with the ball club. And I think that's going to change here. We'll know one way or the other here soon, because once Alec Bregman is signed, I think that's going to decide for a lot of teams on the next step they take, and maybe Nolan Arenado will be part of that. So I think we have to wait on Bregman to sign, and if he signs, it sounds like he and Houston are talking again. So if he goes back to Houston, then that means, you know, some other teams are going to be looking around for a third baseman, and maybe Nolan Arenado fits the bill. So, but other than that, when you look at the division, and you say, well, you know, Milwaukee went wire to wire last year. I don't know anyone who picked Milwaukee to go wire to wire. So, and then they lose their best closer, and they lose their best player in Adames on the field. So how good are they going to be? Chicago Cubs, you know, they've gone out and done a few things over the course of time, but, you know, I'll remind everybody they're the Cubs, and they still need a little help. Pittsburgh Pirates are a couple of players short as far as guys who are going to be on the winning side. That doesn't mean they can't get hot because they do have some talent. And then you throw in the Cincinnati Reds, who have a World Series champion manager, and he's got talent to work with, and they could be a team you might want to pay attention to. And then here are the Cardinals. The Cardinals have a lot of pitching. We don't know how good it is, but they have a lot of it. They've got a premier closer in the bullpen. They have some young players that are ready to break through. So I put the Cardinals in that basket of why not them, because of the division itself. Now, things can change, but I haven't seen anybody make such an improvement to say, uh-oh, it's over. It's not like if you're in the Western Division where the Dodgers are and you say to yourself, we have no chance.
Klaibs, this week, Ichiro, CC Sabathia, Billy Wagner are those who were voted into the Hall of Fame. We already knew about Dave Parker and Dick Allen going in. Carlos Beltran missed by just a little bit, which a lot of people believe means he will get in next go around. What are your thoughts on the new Hall of Fame class?
Can't argue with any of them. And, you know, as you talk about them, they're the last of what I think is a great era. I mean, CC Sabathia with 251 wins. I don't know anybody else is going to have 251 wins that's currently pitching. Ichiro, what he did was just phenomenal. And he gets, you know, 236 hits in a season. And just think about how effective he was everywhere he went, whether it was with the Yankees or the Marlins and certainly Seattle. And then when you think about Billy Wagner, I mean, he was as automatic as you can get. And he walked away on his terms. I know some would say, well, he didn't have as many innings. Yeah, he could have pitched another couple of years if he wanted to. But he thought it was more important to be with family and things of that nature. And God bless him for that. And you mentioned Andrew Jones and Carlos Beltran. Carlos Beltran may be one of the classiest people ever I've ever encountered. And his 2 years with the Cardinals, where he was an all-star both years, says a lot about him as a player, but his character was outstanding. Now, I know they're going to sting him on the Houston thing, but Carlos Beltran is certainly one of the great switch hitters in the game also. So those two deserve to be in. And then you have that next tier of players that I think may move up a notch. But I was very comfortable with the decisions that the voters made this year, except for the one person who wanted to be different in not voting for Ichiro. I'm trying to figure out what did Ichiro do.
It's one of my least favorite things. Yep.
Yeah.
Klaibs, I know we've only got a few seconds left, but before you go, what are you anticipating from this Bills-Chiefs game on Sunday evening?
Ooh, scuffle. I have to go with the home team. You know, the Bills have been a bridesmaid before within their organization, going to 4 Super Bowls and coming up short. Kansas City has dodged multiple bullets this year. I just think that these teams are so familiar with each other. I'm going to take the Chiefs by a hair because they're at home. But don't bank on me because, remember, I took Texas over Ohio State, I believe, in the championship semifinal. So, you know, it is what it is. But I think we're going to have a good game.
Klaibs, let's do it again next week.
I'll be at sea, but I can't wait to hear from you.
Yes. We love it. Thank you,
Klaibs. Have a great week.